This is the opening market report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Joe Camp of Comstock. Joe, what's taking place in the grains?
Quiet overnight trade here, mixed with corn and wheat lower, soybeans higher though, and that may be in response in part to these new numbers from CONAB, that's Brazil's USDA equivalent, that agency reducing the soybean crop estimate yet again down to 146.8 million metric tons. That puts them well below where the USDA is at here. As of that last Friday report, it was part of the surprise that the USDA did stay sort of stubbornly high, in my view, on these Brazilian production estimates. And this report from CONAB this morning was a chance at, you know, at least some vindication of the USDA outlook if CONAB were to come up. And after, you know, now we're approaching two-thirds of the harvest being complete for soybeans in Brazil, they should have a good handle on it. But again, a lower estimate yet. We've still got a big gap between the USDA and Brazil's CONAB for last year. Soybean production estimate. And so it's a difference of, at this point, well over 500 million bushels. I'd have to calculate the math again, but we're talking about a big number here, you know, something that's double or more what the USDA carryout has grown to. So it does make a difference as we see about how production in Brazil is going to influence the decision making of the big importers like China. Recently, some positive for the market has been that Brazilian soybean prices have moved up anyway, and it can be that harvest pressure is waning, and we've got at least some narrowing of the discount that Brazil has carried under the U.S. market, and so that should bode well for export demand going forward.
That was Joe Camp with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Now that the calendar shows March, prep for the 2024 planting season is well upon us, and we'd like to remind you of a few extra steps to help reduce the safety risk during the heat of that planting season. There's the obvious: make sure all that safety equipment is in proper working order as part of your routine preparations, but also try to rest up, as chronic fatigue can have the same effect on your body as drugs and alcohol, and slowed reaction times can be dangerous. This message furnished by the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
May corn down 2.5 at 4.39 1/4. May soybeans unchanged at 11.79 1/4. May soybean meal up 0.25 cent at 3.37.40. May soybean oil down 9 cents at 46.55. On the Merck, April live cattle down 5 cents at 187.55. March feeder cattle up 27 cents at 248.52. April lean hogs up 27 cents at 83.55. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.